Blog Talk Radio.
Your name upon me.
Just like in the beginning, are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Thank you.
take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're take your place. Sing through me. Speak through me. Blow through me. And preach through me. That your name be glorified. Let the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, and we bring glory and honor to your name. Your name is above every name. There's no one like you, Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. We bless your holy name. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for our families, our friends. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. We bless your name, O God. You are awesome. You are great. There's no one greater than you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We give you praises. Adoration. Thanksgiving. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation. We bless you. We thank you for the cross. Thank you for shedding your blood for us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming us. We thank you, Lord, for restoring us. We thank you, Lord, for delivering us. We thank you, Lord, for healing us, oh God. We bless your name. We give you glory. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my on my mouth. Oh God, on my lips, I bless you. I praise you. If it had not been the Lord who was on my side, Lord, thank you, Lord, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. When I'm weak, Lord, you are strong. And Lord, I'm always weak when I depend on me. But when I depend on you, when I give you my weakness, you give me your strength. So, Father, I thank you for giving me your strength. I thank you that I have a God that I can call on 24/7. Thank you, Lord, for the relationship that I have with you. Lord, I thank you. It is you, oh God, who first loved us. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh God, we honor you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us as a flood, you raised up a standard. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for our children and our grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, that you are always with them, even as they go back and forth to school. You're with them. On their jobs, you're with them. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our spouses. We bless your name. We thank you for our siblings. We bless your name, our nieces and our nephews. We bless your name. We thank you for provision for our jobs, Lord, for providing. Thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to love as you love. Thank you for teaching us how to forgive as you forgive, oh God. Help us to continue to walk in your ways, not our ways, but your ways. Lord, your times are so difficult. But Lord, only through you we can make it. And so, Lord, we thank you for holding our hands. We thank you that you say, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that you will be with us, will fear no evil, because you are with us. And so, Lord, we say thank you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, you Lord. Every minute, every second is a time to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, that all your promises are yes and amen. Oh, Father God, we thank you for divine helpers. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for the intercessors. Thank you for the prayer warriors. Oh God, that constantly pray and intercede. Some intercessors we don't even know of. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those that bless the ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, through prayers, through finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Bless them in a special way. Bless their families in a very special way, oh God. Thank you, oh God. We bless your name. We praise you, oh God. We are grateful to you, Lord. And it's all glory and honor to you. Thank you, morning, and every second of our lives. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. And we say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. We surrender this service to you. We surrender our lives to you. Holy Spirit, lead and guide us into all truth. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Help us in our walk. We need you every step of the way. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives. Let your light shine. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, take everything in our life. Let the fire of God burn everything, uproot things in our lives. It does not bring glory and honor to your name. Oh, yes, Lord. Uproot those things. Burn those things. Uproot things in our lives. Father God, that does not bring glory and honor to your name. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, Holy Spirit, we surrender this service. We surrender this ministry. We surrender our children, our families, our spouses to you. We surrender, Holy Ghost. Forgive us of holding things onto ourselves. Forgive us for pride. For holding on with what we're supposed to surrender. Oh God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy, oh God. Help us to walk in compassion, in love, in humility, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we thank you. And Lord, I pray that this service, those that I hear, oh God, on those that will listen at another time. Lord, you will open their hearts and their minds to receive from you, and that you will release a tangible blessing their way. And you know what each and every one stand in need of, that they can call you 24/7. That you will hear and answer their call and answer their prayers. So, Father God, what's going on in each one's life, each person, your sons or daughters, Lord, intervene and perfect all that concerns them. Lord, you said in your word, day that hunger shall be filled. Help us to hunger and thirst after you and after your righteousness. You said, seek ye the kingdom of God and all and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Lord, we seek you first. Give us a heart to put you first in all that we do, in all that we say. Give us hearts to put you first. Let us know that it's not about us, but it's about you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, take away hearts of stone and give us your heart of flesh. Lord, make a way where there seems to be no way. Make the crooked places straight. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us our sin of omission and commission. Be merciful, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And God, we cry out to you, mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Mercy upon our children. Mercy upon our spouses. Mercy upon us, oh God. Mercy upon our grandchildren. Mercy upon forgive us, oh God, for the deep wounds in our hearts. Forgive us, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, and teach us how to forgive others that trespass us as you have forgiven us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said that we do not forgive others that trespass us, neither will you forgive us our trespasses. So, Father God, whatever is going in our lives as individuals, whatever we might be holding on to, whatever A, B, C, whoever have done things to us, or who we have done things to, is not always a one-sided. Lord, we pray for mercy. Rain down your mercy. Bring down your mercy, forgive us, and teach us to forgive others in the name of Jesus. Father, let the spirit of forgiveness rest upon each and every one of us. There's nothing that you will not forgive except blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Father God, you are a merciful God. You are a gracious God. The same mercy we put on to others is the same mercy you would give us to help us to realize those things and be merciful. Even when it's difficult, help us in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Oh, we release the blood of Jesus on our spirit, souls, and body. We speak healing to our body and wholeness to our body through the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. Let the blood of Jesus strengthen us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus justify us. Oh, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The shedding of the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins if by the blood of Jesus? What can make us whole? Make us whole, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, on our children and grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, and on each and every one that is under the sound of our voice, including myself, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory, the glory, the glory within us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, take preeminence. Take preeminence Lord, let us walk by your Spirit, Christ Jesus, Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We know that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. We thank you, Lord, for this new season. We thank you, Lord, for healing and deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for restoration. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough, for making a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Now, Father, as I bring this word, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Lord, let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Lord, and none of me. I thank you, Lord, that every time you bring these words, there is a revelation, oh God, that we will have an understanding in the name of Jesus, and that we'll apply the word to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke 17:11-19. Good morning to every one of you this morning. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of his blessed sweet Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you that you're joining us. Hallelujah. This morning. Now let's go to Luke 17:11-19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Hallelujah. We bless God for the scripture. We've heard it over and over. And every time you hear the scripture, God is opening another revelation of this scripture. How many of you, many of us, when we give our children stuff, thank you, mommy, or thank you, dad. In fact, when you give as young as they are, even when you start teaching your kids how to say thank you. So when you put stuff, you say, "What did you say?" And the kids will always say that you teach them. We teach our children how to say thank you. We're supposed to teach our children how to say thank you. That's one of the three. Excuse me, please, but let's look at the word thank you. Amen. Children, you teach your grandchildren, you teach people, you hate to release something and someone do not say thank you. I don't care how old you are. We all want to feel that the person is grateful. When we give them stuff and they're grateful, and you feel bad when someone, then people shouldn't pretend that they don't feel bad. That's why we make sure, Lord, when you receive, we say, thank you. Hallelujah. It's just being thankful, but most importantly, thanking God that he touched someone's heart to be a blessing to you, a blessing to your families. When people are appreciated, they will release more. When people feel appreciated, that they will release more into your life. And they know that you're grateful, they will do more. It's just, there's something called the power of gratitude. The power. We cannot give, even utter a word of saying thank you, of being grateful. Grateful. When we are grateful, God releases more blessings in our lives. If you're grateful, Lord, I do not have food to eat, but someone stopped by your door and left you a loaf of bread, and you begin to praise God and say, Lord, thank you for this loaf of bread. I appreciate it. I did not have nothing in my house, but someone stopped by and gave me this loaf of bread that I can take to children. Lord, I bless your name and I praise you. And you don't just take a loaf of bread for nothing, because you did not have it before. And someone stopped and left it for you and your children. I'm just giving you an example. And you appreciate it and you say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Before you can begin to eat the loaf of bread, someone comes and brings something to add to that bread. Before you begin to bless God, before you can even add for that stuff, someone bring a drink and begin to. Why? Because that's the power of gratitude. And if that person, if you know that person, you say, look, I came to say thank you for that loaf of bread. I really, really appreciate it. And you say it from your heart, not say it to be seen. The problem in this world, we take people for granted. We take everything for granted. And that's not how we're supposed to do. We take Jesus Christ for granted. We take God for granted. We take it that we're supposed to be up every morning. We're supposed to be breathing every morning. We're supposed to have a job. We're supposed to have a place to stay. Our children should be in good health. We think God owes us that. And we're not grateful as we should be. We're not grateful. We take these things for granted. And that's why people's lives are not transformed. People's lives are not changed. That's why the problem keeps real. You we might look at a person, oh yes, but God, one of the my scriptures that I always, the magazine, and I think I did it, but the other day, Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was in the prison, just look at it. You know, so we think we do it unto man, but we do it unto God. He said in Matthew 25:35-40, for I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came for me. Then the righteous answer is saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty, or give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, as surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. You did it to me. Hallelujah. So you will wonder why someone else just have overflow. How come? Because the people gave, they don't talk about it. You need to publicize you give this and you give that to help someone, or clothes or food or whatever. You know, some people do it as a way of making for ego. Giving is not about ego. Giving is from your heart, from your heart. It's from your heart. It doesn't come as an ego. You look, everything's just not from the mind, from your heart. There's one leper turning around. He saw that he was being cleansed. You see the blessing coming. But instead of you turning around to say thank you, you go along to the priest. Instead of you turning like this one leper, he saw changes. You see Jesus coming in your life. You see different doors opening in your life. And you say, oh my, instead of you turn around to say thank you, you continue going like the lepers. So what? You are being healed, but you're not being made whole. So what happens? It comes back. This, you cry out to Jesus to bless you. But when he blesses you, you forget. You don't turn around. The more you are grateful, the more you will receive. And it does not have to be from the people that gave you. No. If you're waiting for that, no, God will send people that will help you, that will be a blessing to you. Being grateful is a power that is released, that healing, deliverance, all is released when you are grateful to God. Grateful when God sent into your life. Grateful when there's a problem. And God said, "You Lord, help me to solve the problem." Lord, was there someone there who will be there to help you and will open the doors and do things to help you? And you think you get it on your own? Do you think that you rather do these things on your own? Do you think that favor you got it on your own? You think the open door you got it on your own? You think, no, it's the Lord's doing. Because God has to approve these things. It's the Lord's doing. It's that, Lord, you're looking for something. God will send you to the right places, send the right people to you to be ungrateful. Is to, in my opinion, it is so wrong. And then you don't receive, not receive from the person, but receive from God. The Bible says he who lends to the poor lends to who? To God. And they receive their reward. My brothers and sisters, let us learn to be grateful for the little things. Learn to be grateful that you woke up. Learn to be grateful that you have a job. Learn to be grateful that you're in the right frame of mind. Learn to be grateful that your children are well. Learn to be grateful that you have food to eat. Learn to be grateful, clothes to wear. Learn to be grateful. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We worship you. Father, help us to be grateful, appreciative. All that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do. Open our hearts to be grateful for your manifold blessings and breakthroughs. Grateful, trusting you, Lord, and you will bring us to an expected end. Grateful, oh God, help us in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This evening, before I close, instead of closing prayer, we're having a prayer. This whole week, actually, we have guest speakers, and we're having a prayer service at 7 p.m. this whole week. The Lord placed it in my heart to do a prayer service 7 p.m. So, and it's called Follow Me. We have guest speakers that will be ministering this evening. Will be on the radio. I put the radio number on, not this radio number, the other radio number. Some of you can't get on it because of the charges. But just get on the prayer line. The prayer line number is 612-521-0945. 612-521-0945. And the code is 65656. The code is 65656. 656-656-656 is the code. The number is 612-421-0945. Radio block is not this number. It's our original radio block, and it's 563-999-3796. 563-999-3796. Now, if there's a charge, just go on the prayer line, and you will still hear the service. Amen. In the name of Jesus, it's 7 p.m. this evening. Invite your friends to come this evening, tomorrow evening. We'll run this service until Saturday, 7 p.m. Hallelujah. Come and be blessed. It's called Follow Me. Hear what the men and women of God will be preaching and praying with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come with an open heart to receive. Come to hear what God is speaking to you personally in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you need more information, just 919-931-3716. And I can forward you the flyer in the name of Jesus. Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Father, we thank you. In the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. Don't forget, join us this evening at 7 p.m. Hallelujah, so you can receive from the Lord. God bless you.